Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. It is so great to be with you. We have huge news coming out of Washington. This hearing yesterday that amounts to more proof of a cover-up when it comes to COVID and the response. Deleted emails when it comes to back channels with Dr. Fauci. What in the world was going on in Washington when you hear this David Morenz, the right-hand man to Dr. Fauci, talking about what certainly seems like and sounds like to me a massive cover-up, a legitimate attempt to destroy emails, text messages, documents, so they could not be subject to a Freedom of Information request. All of this should lead to, I believe, criminal charges when it comes to these people inside the National Institutes of Health and the allergy division where Dr. Fauci was. But it certainly should lead to a larger investigation into what was Dr. Fauci actually doing through all of this, and how deep did he get into gain-of-function research, paying for it, and then ultimately the cover-up. And the cover-up is most certainly what I am concerned with now. Of course, the program is brought to you by Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com. Now's the time to put your money into precious metals. 855-322-GOLD. Pay them a visit. All right, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, so I want to go through much of the testimony yesterday by this David Morenz, and what an arrogant SOB this guy was. And it goes to show you, when you listen to something and when you watch something, how different a perception you can get. When I was listening to it on Fox News, when I was driving around, the guy seemed borderline humorous, I don't know, maybe even likable. When I watched it, he was the most despicable human being, unlikable, arrogant. Watching his body language, to me, said this guy is a deep stater that thinks he's above the law when it comes to freedom of information and the public knowing what's going on inside our own government agencies. Arrogance was what I took away from it. So I'm not happy with this guy. I do think he should be charged with destruction of evidence and literally ignoring the law when it comes to the preservation of things and not trying to skirt freedom of information laws. I also think there should be a massive investigation into how much of these documents was destroyed. Now, his emails are damning. He tells the whole story in the emails about destroying evidence, how to get around the Freedom of Information Act. Don't worry, we're not going to put it in text messages. We have back channels to Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci knows you can't put things in emails. He talked about smoking guns and the way to ignore the smoking guns. All of it leaves me maddened by it. And I want to go through Marjorie Taylor Greene's portion of this hearing, because she reads some of the emails. And if I can just put this on the screen before, I want you to look at this committee room. It's virtually empty. Republicans were the only ones that were really, with any way, shape, or form, questioning this guy, which is such a disgrace. So let's get to Marjorie Taylor Greene. You can see the empty seats in here. Let's go.
Dr. Morenz, your emails have been quite interesting. Reading them has been pretty shocking. On April 18th, 2020, you wrote an email saying, Peter Daszak emailed me and Tony, congratulating Tony on standing up for science. That email somehow fell into the hands of the congressman, probably via a FOIA of someone who didn't delete it, as I did. Delete all of Peter's emails and others relating to the origin when the shit started hitting the fan. Anyway, the congressman got a copy of Peter D's emails from someone at NIH, and he now wants to get any reply Tony and I or anyone else may have sent back to Peter. Mine was erased long ago. I verified that today, and I feel pretty sure Tony's was too. The best way to avoid FOIA hassles is to delete all emails when you learn a subject is getting sensitive.
Wait a second. The best way to avoid FOIA hassles is to delete all emails when you hear a subject getting sensitive? it's against the law to delete these emails. So now he got busted, and you'll hear from Marjorie Taylor Greene on this. He had sent emails to one person, so when a document production situation comes up, the emails come back one way, but they don't come back from him, which then proves that he deleted the emails.
In any case, there's nothing here except opportunities to hassle, harass, and huff and puff. You really got into some opportunities. You also wrote on June 16, 2020, you said, the FOIAs are dreadful and paranoia-inducing. In the old days, we had to do them ourselves by hand. I mean, finding and printing out thousands of emails coming in and going out. Now, they sometimes FOIA text messages, too. Many FOIAs turn up thousands of pages of docs and, of course, most of meaningless. We are all smart enough to know to never have smoking guns. And if we did, we wouldn't put them in emails. And if we found them, we'd delete them. You wrote on February 24th.
If we found them, we would delete them? Do you see the height of the belief that these deep staters think they're above the law? Consider what we were going through at the time. You talk about April, May, June, just after this virus was released onto the world, that now you're talking about, this is remember March of 2020 when it really hit the fan. Now, April, May, June, all the way into now, she's about to get into February. They're locking us down. Soon will come the mandates with the jabs. Businesses are being crushed, and he's deleting emails?
2021. You said, you were right, and I need to be more careful. However, as I mentioned once before, I learned from our FOIA lady here how to make emails disappear after I am FOIA'd. But before the search starts, so I think we are all safe. Plus, I deleted most of those earlier emails after sending them to Gmail. Dr. Morenz, who's your FOIA lady? Is it Hillary Clinton?
So that's a good joke. Look at his smug face. Look at him.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the humor. I think, you know, you said about 10 things there in my brain.
Thank you for the humor, he says. She's not joking. Who is your FOIA lady? First off, that FOIA lady needs to be hauled into Congress if she was involved in figuring out ways to cover up emails for her agency. That, too, is against the law. I'd like to haul her in. But again, this guy's smug body language is about literally as bad as it gets. Just look at him on your screen here, sitting with his arm back, laughing, thinking that he's above the law.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the humor. I think, you know, you said about 10 things there, and my brain can't keep them all in my head, but I think I've answered a lot of those questions. That I told you who the FOIA lady was. I told you what she told me. I told the committee that it's impossible to avoid a FOIA, and it's impossible to destroy an NIH document, an email document.
Well, clearly, because we've got your emails, and they're pretty shocking.
There you go.
I do appreciate humor as well, but you do receive a taxpayer paycheck. And when it comes to work emails, there's a lot of things that shouldn't.
By the way, if I understood what you just said, let me just say that a lot of government emails come to my Gmail. Stuff from CDC, my paycheck.
This is all related to your job, though, regardless of which email account. Like I said, Hillary Clinton had a private server as well, and she put a lot of things there, and somehow they disappeared.
Somehow they disappeared. This is what we're seeing with this guy, David Morenz. And it's troubling, to say the least. Let's get into some more testimony here. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you about, well, you know, it may be a good time to tell you about my friends over at the Wellness Company. TWC.health/grant is where I want you to go. When we talk about this, we got bird flu on the horizon. There's a possibility that gain of function could be used for that human-to-human transmission. They have antibiotics, antivirals in their emergency medical kits that can help you fight off the bird flu. All right. So beyond that, these are prescription medications that you need to keep your family safe. God forbid you got the drugstore shut down, a natural disaster. You want prescription medications, the common ones, on hand to keep your family safe. Use that promo code GRANT for 10% off. Just go to the website. I got the link up here, twc.health/grant, and be prepared. This is about a state of readiness for whatever the government can throw at us. be ready for it. Okay? Be ready for it. The wellness company, twc.health/grant. Use that promo code GRANT. All right. So Marjorie Taylor Greene questioned him. Would you like to hear him talk about his back channels? Because that is what he did here. He talked about back channels to Dr. Fauci and meetings where you, well, let me play this clip for you. And you listen to Dr. Morenz for himself.
The back channel to Tony was the same one that it applies to everybody. And may I say,
which is, which is what?
Well, I'm going to tell you, okay. Tony does not want me to connect anybody to him directly. And with one exception, a couple of weeks ago, I never did. But the back channel was a regular channel within government where if somebody wanted to talk to Tony, I would tell them, we have a regular process here. It's called ODAM, Office of Director AM Group, the inner circle. And the request to do something, it would be to talk to Tony or to give a talk or whatever, would go to this group. And they would meet in person with Tony every morning and say, you know, we got a message that so-and-so wants to talk to you or so-and-so wants to wants something from you. And then he would decide.
See what that's about? It's about an in-face, an in-person meeting. Now, Tony is Tony Fauci, obviously, Dr. Death. Think about the arrogance of Tony Fauci. Every boss I had an open door policy. Now, I understand if you're the CEO of a major company, you got thousands of people working for you, not everybody can come walking through your door. But do you need a committee to filter out who gets to see you and who doesn't? And the committee meets with you every morning to go through who's should be have the privilege of sitting down and talking to you, because they can't email you because they don't want any record of it. So he wants it in a physical conversation where there is no record. All of this is about skirting the laws. It is about skirting public information that we as the public should be allowed to hear because they are our employees. But we weren't able to hear this because of all of this. Well, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko got to David Morenz. Here's her testimony with these two. And I just love going through all of this because it gives you the picture of what they found and the arrogance of the deep state of what they tried to do for us. And the reality is they're getting away with it. I'm not convinced there will ever be any retribution for this. No one will ever pay for this.
Let colleagues send him stuff that could cause trouble. Next email from you said, I suggested Arthur try to interview Tony, meaning Tony Fauci, directly and connected him to our secret back channel. He emailed Tony a few hours ago. Next email from you. I forgot to clarify in my email yesterday that both my Gmail and phone calls are now safe. Text is not, as it can be FOIA'd, as can my great government email. So you and Peter Daszak and others should be able to email me on Gmail only, with the caveat that no other government employee is copied at a government address, as all government emails are potentially FOIA-able.
Now, what do you think is going on here? Is it a reasonable person listening to her read these emails from him? Is he trying to end run the Freedom of Information? He says, don't text me. Those are subject to Freedom of Information as well. Only email me. The problem why he was so dumb, though, is if somebody emails him from their NIH email, and now he's got his Gmail address, and don't think you can't subpoena the Gmails. You absolutely could do that, too. But apparently he was deleting those as he went along.
Next email from you. This is sent from my Gmail account. Please send all replies here to Gmail. There are things I can't say, except Tony is aware, and I have learned that there are ongoing efforts within NIH to steer through this with minimal damage to you, Peter, and colleagues, and to NIH and NIAID. Next email, Jerry. My private Gmail account is where I sent this from, after forwarding to myself from my NIH account. Please try to send only to my Gmail, as we are doing a couple weeks ago, but I messed up a few times and sent them from my NIH account because on my phone, the two are merged. And then when you respond by hitting reply, it goes to NIH. After some recent issues, I'm going to try to strictly use only my Gmail in these discussions. Then the next email. I learned from our FOIA lady here how to make emails disappear after I FOIA'd, but before the search starts. So I think we are all safe. But
I think we're all safe. I learned how to FOIA. I learned from the FOIA lady how to make emails disappear.
Deleted most of these earlier emails after sending them to Gmail. Next email. With the help of our IT folks, I went over the whole computer and phone situation. Basically, my Gmail is now safe from FOIA.
Folks, the entire IT department needs to be called in. What IT professional thinks it's a good idea that you're helping someone skirt the law in the federal government? You're not working for a private company. You're working for the federal government. The taxpayers of the United States are your boss, and you had stuck it to the taxpayers of this nation. You had put the hammer down when it came to the response to this virus. The hammer dropped on all of us, and you are hiding all of it. What was the role with China? That's what everybody wants to know. What was it? Let's see the emails. Oh, wait, we can't because they were destroyed? Folks, how about this on a sidebar? I'm broadcasting live to Facebook and Rumble and Getter, and we got decent audiences on Rumble and Getter. Facebook right now, and God bless if you're watching on Facebook, there are four people watching on Facebook. You don't think we're being censored? 56,000 followers I have on Facebook, and there are four people watching this right now. This is the same reason why there were no Democrats in this committee meeting. This should not be a partisan issue. This should be a bipartisan issue if there ever was one. A massive cover-up to hide important information from the American people should not be partisan. But it is. And the social media company shouldn't be here to cover it up. How dare you, Facebook? You know and I know that months ago, before all this happened, there were hundreds of people watching on Facebook. And now we got, oh, look at that. We climbed to six people. Thank you. God bless the two of you who just joined. What a joke, man. I don't even know why I stay here broadcasting, because I hope that maybe I can change one heart and one mind.
This is, thus, it should be safe to communicate safely with you, Peter, and others as long as we use my private email, Gmail. I ask you both that nothing in large letters, cap letters, gets sent to me except to my Gmail. Sir, I believe you have lied here today to us, to Congress, when you say, oh, I didn't know this. I didn't intentionally use my Gmail. Are you kidding me? Dr. Morins, do you want to change your testimony?
No, I don't, because I think that the context, all these, there's so many of these emails you just mentioned, I can't even remember them all, but the context is that this Gmail communication thing was set up purely to deal with personal things that were not government business. And then other people.
Sir, with all due respect, how can you say that when you clearly, in all these emails, were intentionally avoiding FOIA? You said it in your own words, sir.
Well, but so what? Let's talk about what you mean by intentionally avoiding FOIA. I don't consider that telling them don't send me things because they could get FOIA'd is intentionally avoiding FOIA, because those are personal things. And with respect to my NIH email, I couldn't possibly avoid FOIA because I had no control.
Sir, did you use in most of these emails your official signature? It said, David M. Morins, OD, NIAID, NIH. These were official.
Well, let me tell you something else I didn't mention.
And you forwarded from your NIH email to your personal email, and you said it right in your email.
I learned only about a year ago that the fusion of my Gmail on my email and my email, NIH email on my phone, had another side of...
All right, he's going to go back to this fusion on the phone. Who cares? He basically claimed this was all jokes. The back channel was jokes. No, did the emails that Debbie Lesko was reading sound like jokes to you? It did not. My biggest question is, and maybe it's not a question, maybe it's a realization of just how stupid this guy is, of just how dumb, just what idiots we have in government today. How do you not have a lawyer sitting next to you telling you to take the Fifth Amendment? At this point, you should not be testifying. You need to literally say, I'm taking the Fifth Amendment on the grounds I may tend to incriminate myself, or tell the committee you don't remember. But he's so arrogant. He thinks he's entitled to what he did. He sits there and he talks about it and he talks about it and he talks about it. I want to show you just how dumb he really is. They put together a little video. It's got some of that Curb Your Enthusiasm music behind it, which is very funny. I'm going to play it because it does sum up what the problem is with him. But before I do, let me tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com is where I want you to go. I have a Patriot Mobile phone. I'm so glad I do. Money is tight today. When money is tight, don't you want to be very careful about where you spend your money and who you spend your money with? Why are you giving money to the big cell phone companies when they literally spend it on woke bullcorn policies? You're talking about DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion to the max with these cell phone companies. Patriot Mobile proudly dubs itself as America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And now they have a Patriot One program, one phone, two lines, two different networks too. So if one network goes down, you've got another phone line on your one phone. You can take the calls from either line, make calls from either line. What a great thing. I have the Patriot one phone, two lines. Call them to get signed up with Patriot Mobile today. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/grant. Use that promo code GRANT for free activation. Again, 972-PATRIOT. You tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, I told you I'd play you this little mashup. This is interesting to say the least, but it gives you a good idea of just how dopey and arrogant this Dr. Morins, the right-hand man of Dr. Fauci, comes off. This is Congressman Cloud questioning him.
And you, your statement today still is that you did not intend to avoid FOIA.
Yes, sir.
In spite of the several emails we have saying otherwise. Is that correct?
I think it's correct, but there's some elements of this, that I don't think are being understood.
Friend, do you not see that it's a conflict of interest for you to be advising someone who's working to get a federal grant on how they're communicating and approaching and even suggesting tweet revisions?
I think it would be a conflict of interest, as I understand it. Helping somebody...
Is that why you used your Gmail instead of your official mail for communication with Peter?
Well, using my Gmail was for a different purpose. That was for avoiding more embarrassment and danger to him.
And specifically, as your emails say, avoiding FOIA, correct?
No. Well, yeah, I guess you could say that.
I guess you could say that, to avoid FOIA. He's literally talking to Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance, the gain of function guru that was partnering up with Fauci and the National Institutes of Health to create this virus that wreaked havoc on the world. And he just admitted there, yeah, I guess you could say that I avoided FOIA. With all the excuses, all the claims of jokes, all the claims you don't understand, yes, I guess you could say that.
Who was the FOIA lady that you mentioned?
I think Marg Moore. Argus and Margaret.
Okay. What instructions, what tips did she give you about avoiding FOIA?
Well, she gave me none about avoiding FOIA. That was a joke. But what she did say to me was, well, let me back up a little bit.
You sure about that?
Hmm?
Are you sure about that? We can subpoena her email too,
Yeah.
We can, and we can call her to witness as well. So yeah. Make sure your testimony is accurate.
I'm telling you what I know and remember, and it's the truth as far as I know it.
Do you think you're the first employee that she gave advice on how to avoid FOIA?
She didn't give me advice about how to avoid FOIA. Let me. Finish.
You said she gave you advice on how to avoid FOIA.
That's what I said, because I was sort of.
So you were lying then, but you're telling us the truth now.
I wasn't lying. I was making a joke with Peter. I said something like, I have a way to make it go away. But that was just a euphemism.
Just a euphemism. Just a joke. I have a way to make it go away. Oh, but I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I think one of my takeaways from this is, where are the Democrats on this? Why are they not screaming and yelling? I'm disappointed now that these emails, by the way, had been released last year. Do you know we've known about these emails for over 6 months now, and nobody was reporting on this? No media outlets took this up. I didn't know about them. I most certainly would have been if I knew about them. Only now are we just getting a hearing in Congress about this? Do you see how slow we operate, including members of Congress? Now, I will tell you, there is some hope. This is a Democrat, okay? And he does question this guy, and he does get tough with him. So I'm going to play him in the issue of fairness, because at least somebody realizes from the other side, from the left, that what this Dr. Morins was doing was nothing short of criminal.
You know, I'm sorry, I'm getting this echo. People trying to kill you could make it, you know, could maybe do it. And I felt responsible for that. So I just, Peter was very upset, and I was upset too. Well,
Dr. Morins, what else do you feel responsible for?
Pardon?
What else do you feel responsible for?
You know, I'm sorry, I'm getting this echo here, and I just, let me, should I turn
You believe him? I don't believe him.
Yeah, you're using my time. Let me ask you, why didn't you report any of this to the ethics office?
I don't know. I didn't, I don't even know what our ethics office does, but Peter certainly reported. Peter reported it to the ethics.
I'm not worried about Peter. I'm talking about you. Peter's not here. I just want to know if you thought this was ethically incorrect or improper, why didn't you report it to the ethics office?
What are you referring to as what being ethically improper?
Well, you just said you asked him why was he sending this to one email account when it should have gone to another one.
And you're asking me whether I thought what he was doing was unethical? What I was doing is unethical?
Sir, I think you're going to be haunted by your testimony today. And it's unfortunate. It's all on the record. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to many of us, certainly not to me. And I don't want to carry this on any further, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to yield back any time that I have remaining.
You are going to be haunted by your testimony here. That from a Democrat. Thank you. Mfume, I think is how you say his name. You know he will be haunted by it. Anybody that goes back and looks, he says, go home. And does his, whoever his significant other is, does he say, boy, you really blew that today. You came off as an arrogant mother scratcher. Your body language was horrible. You were unprepared. You should have taken the Fifth Amendment. You're probably going to face criminal charges now after this testimony. Some of the worst congressional testimony I've ever seen in my life, with some of the biggest blockbuster information when it comes to these emails that are so important to get out. So I'm grateful for the committee finally taking this up, but it is about time. We need action out of Congress, not inaction. All right, I have one more little clip to play for you. This is about them going after, what am I doing putting my headphones on? This is about them going after President Trump. But before I do that, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. Now is the time to put your money into precious metals if there ever was a time. 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. They can help you, veteran-owned. They're great people. They've helped so many of my listeners and viewers secure their finances, protect their nest egg through precious metals. How much is right for you? You got to talk to them over there. But just give them a call, 855-322-GOLD. Super easy. They're super nice. MidasGoldGroup.com. Forget about the government and their tyranny, pressing a button, freezing your accounts. Start hoarding gold, bury it in your backyard, hide it in your grandmother's attic, put it in your gun safe, but start collecting it. It's a good idea. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. That's the place I would urge you to go to invest in precious metals. All right, let's play this little clip of what President Trump is up against when it comes to the fake news media. I saw this online and I thought it was great. Because any liberal that says there's no such thing as the fake news, all you have to do is watch this.
CNN edited a video to make it appear as though Trump impatiently dumped a box of fish food into the water in Japan. The full video showed Trump had simply followed the lead of Japan's prime minister.
In June 2017, NBC News reported that Russian President Putin said he had compromising information about Trump. Actually, Putin said the opposite.
Do you have something damaging on our president?
Well, this is just another load of nonsense. Where would we get this information?
The New York Times and CNN shared a story with photos of immigrant children in cages. It turns out the photos were from 2014, during the Obama administration. In November 2019, Newsweek falsely reported that President Trump was spending Thanksgiving golfing in Florida. He was actually in Afghanistan serving dinner to U.S. troops.
Good morning.
CBS aired a story in March of 2020, supposedly showing a New York hospital crowded with patients.
It's all hands on deck in America's hospitals.
It was actually filed tape from Italy. A week later, CBS News mistakenly used the Italy video again. In May, the BBC and The Guardian reported because Trump wasn't wearing headsets, he didn't bother to listen to the translation of a speech by Italy's prime minister.
Per lo sviluppo dell'Africa.
But Trump was wearing his earpiece in his right ear, as always, said the White House. Newsweek reported Poland's first lady refused to shake Trump's hand, but later acknowledged she did.
So, folks, that's the fake news media at work. You know who shared that video, by the way? I just remembered. Elon Musk. Thank you, Elon Musk, for sharing the truth. His voice has been so powerful to really just shed light on the ridiculousness of the left and the lies and the deceit that comes from that party, the Democrats, that is. Folks, I so appreciate you joining me today. Don't forget GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. We'll push this out to YouTube. Please follow me on YouTube as well, and it's greatly appreciated there. Stinchfield Speaks is the web address or the channel address on YouTube. Stinchfield Speaks. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. We're going to cover more of this hearing in Congress. There's a hearing on campus riots as well today. We're going to cover that on the Real America's Voice show, so we should have a great show for you, 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Stinchfield's Army Rolls.